Stephen's main pastime was hunting chamois, a shy species of antelope found on high mountain peaks. In fact, his dedication to the pursuit really amounted to an obsession. Chamois are rare creatures, so when he heard a rumor that they'd been seen in the Pindus Mountains in Greece, Stephen booked seats for himself and his wife on the next plane.
Well, I think it's a shame we had to leave in such a hurry. I said it's a shame everything's been rushed. Stephen, I wish you'd stop looking at that timetable. I didn't expect to go abroad again this year.
It's late in the year. I don't want to get up there and find the pass closed by snow.
I don't particularly want to get up there at all. Still, I suppose it could have been worse. I've never been to Athens before.
Well, there won't be much chance to go sightseeing. We're taking the train north first thing in the morning.
Surely we can spend a couple of days to have a look around Athens.
Sorry, we can't.
Well, the chamois won't go away. Always supposing there are any up there. I wouldn't be surprised if they turned out to be ordinary goats.
Well, they might, but I doubt it.
Well, at least we'll be staying overnight in Athens, won't we?
Yes. We catch the train up to Kalabaka first thing in the morning, and from there a bus takes us up to Malakassa.
I've got this evening, then. At least I'll see the Parthenon by moonlight. Will you come with me?
If you want me to. Now, if you don't mind, I must check on the time to these trains. There's a sort of cabin store at the top of the pass. We can stay there. It's open all the year round, I'm told.
How do we get there?
Well, there's a bus that runs from the station at Kalabaka. But it stops in the winter when the snow gets too thick.
Sounds ominous.
Oh, it's all right at the moment. There'll be snow right at the top, but the road itself should be clear. Now, it's more a question of how often the bus goes.
Stephen, snap out of it.
What do you mean?
Well, hunting's all very well, but with you it's more like an obsession. Why all this desperate rush as if your life depended on it?
You know nothing about it.
No. And after 10 years of marriage, I seem to know very little about you either.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Okay, if there are chamois, I'm going to find them. If the bus is gone, we'll just have to find some other way of getting up there. That's all.
Do you think the driver knows what he's doing?
Of course. Anyway, there wasn't much choice. Hire this car or wait till tomorrow.
Delay of 24 hours. It might have been safer.
Oh, for heaven's sake. The man's probably driven up this road 100 times.
If only he wouldn't do it at such a speed. Stephen.
Oh, what now?
Would you sit this side of the car, please? I just didn't have to look down at that drop.
We can't change places now that there isn't room. Anyway, we'll be there soon. Looks all right, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose so. Where's that doorway lead to?
Well, the store, probably. It's a sort of combined shop and overnight hostel.
It all looks a bit bleak.
Well, you have a look round. I'll fetch the things in from the car.
Oh, good evening. I'm in charge of this store. You are staying tonight, yes?
Yes, we are. Thank you.
You like it here?
Well, I've never been here before, but looks very beautiful.
You should see it in the spring. There's no more beautiful place in the whole of Greece.
The views must be magnificent.
They are. The higher you go, the more beautiful it becomes. But it is not always wise to go too high, you understand.
You mean it gets cold up there?
No. That is not quite what I meant.
We're in luck. There's a chap out there who knows some woodcutters who've seen the chamois.
Oh, good.
Well, apparently they've already gone down the mountain for the winter. But there's another fellow still grazing goats a couple of 100 feet higher up. He knows all about chamois.
That is true. I know him. His name is Jesus. He often comes here in the evening.
Jesus?
We call him Zeus.
Will he be in tonight?
I do not know. Probably.
Excuse me, but is there any chance of something to eat?
There'll be a meal ready for all of us in about 30 minutes.
Good. That gives us time to unpack and get ourselves sorted out.
I think I'd like to have a wash and freshen up.
I could fetch you a bucket of water in here. Or there's a stream just up the hill.
Bucket? Oh. Well, I think I'll try the stream. Quite like a walk. I think.
Ah, that's better.
Have you got a cigarette?
Yeah. Here.
Thanks.
Right. Let's have another look at the maps. Now, if this is the pass, then this must be the track. I shall have to...
My God, what am I doing here? Look at those men. They frighten me. They really frighten me. Dark, somber faces and suspicious. I hate them. I really do. One of them whistled at me in the dark. Coming back from the stream, I heard his footsteps behind me. Then he whistled. Made me feel like a cheap tart. Who was it? Which one was it? Not Stephen, that's for sure. He doesn't notice me when we're together. Maybe it was the storekeeper. Or the cook. They were here when I got back. Perhaps it was the driver. No. All he's interested in is his car.
Ah, Jules, come in. We are hoping you would come tonight. An Englishman is here. He wants to talk to you.
Good evening.
Zeus, the goat herd. Perhaps it was him.
Hello. I understand you know all about Chamois.
I know the Chamois.
There are some in the area, so I've been told.
Yes, there are Chamois. High up the mountain. Very high up.
But they're definitely there. You've seen them.
I see them often. Why?
Well, I want to hunt them. You know, shoot them. With a rifle, a gun.
I see. You wish to shoot?
Yes, that's right. Now, can you tell me where they are?
It is a long way. A hard climb.
Oh, that's all right. I'm fit enough. Look, perhaps you could show me where they are on this map.
I will try.
Yes, I bet it was him who whistled at me. I can imagine him watching me from the darkness. What a strange-looking man he is. With that cloak round his shoulders like a huge, hairy skin. I can feel his eyes on me. He's looking at me, not listening to Stephen. I can close my eyes and still see him standing like a giant before me with that dark brown face, that mass of unkempt hair, and his eyes. Those wild, staring eyes.
Well, that's fine. Let's leave it at that, shall we? We'll see you tomorrow, then. Good night, Zeus.
No, Stephen. Let's look for the Chamois ourselves. Even if we have to walk all over the whole mountain, let's look for the Chamois ourselves. I don't want to have anything to do with that man.
That's all fixed up, then.
Is it?
Well, he couldn't help much with a map. I don't think he understands what they are. Still, he's going to take us to the place himself.
Take us?
Yes. It's a fairly stiff climb, though. But he's got a hut up there, and he says we can stay there overnight if we like. It'll be a better base to work from.
Stephen, have you gone mad?
What's the matter? It's not too bad a climb. In fact, it's quite easy to get to the hut. Should be able to do it in a couple of hours.
It's not that. It's...
What, then?
It's him, Stephen. It's his eyes. You've seen his eyes. A kind of golden honey colour, and they sort of, well, stare at you.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
They stare out at you like weird lights. Like blind people glazed over, staring, unmoving.
Well, he's not blind. The cook tells me he leaps around the rocks like one of his goats.
Does he? Perhaps he's mad. That's it, Stephen.
Oh, for God's sake. He just lives by himself a lot, that's all.
Maybe, but... Well, look at him now, over by the door. He's standing there, absolutely taut, as though he's waiting for us to jump up or something. Waiting to trap us like wild animals.
Look, you're imagining things. I'm going to clean my rifle, then I'm off to bed. You'd better go as well. You must be dead on your feet.
I know I'm probably being silly. That goat herd's harmless, but... Oh, I must try and go to sleep. I must. Yet I can't. I can't get him out of my mind. He frightens me. But I want to see him again. He's out there now, sleeping under the stars, wrapped in his vast cloak, sleeping while I toss and turn and wonder about tomorrow.
Good morning. How did you sleep?
I didn't.
Come and have some coffee. Make you feel better.
I doubt it. Where's Zeus, or whatever he calls himself? Isn't he here yet?
No, not yet. He shouldn't be long, though.
Now, where exactly are we going?
I'll have a look at the map. We're here, and Zeus's hut is about there. It's a bit primitive, I gather.
I bet.
Finish your coffee. I'll go and get the rucksacks. Won't be long.
Yes, all right.
Good morning.
Hello.
You go down the mountain again today? The driver, he leaves soon.
No, I'm going up the mountain with my husband. We're going with the goat herd.
Yes, I know. So you go too, eh? It's no good, you know. Too late for hunting. No good.
No good? But I thought Zeus knew where to find the chamois.
It is not good that you go higher. You remember what I say.
Good day.
Oh, morning, Zeus. We're just about ready.
We go now, yes?
Yes, two rucksacks. That's all we've got.
I will take them.
You can't let him carry both of them, Stephen.
Look, I bet they don't weigh as much as one of his goats.
You have food with you?
Yes, plenty.
Good. Then shall we go?
You ready then?
I suppose so. One mountain hut's probably very much like another, I dare say.
A marvellous view from up here.
I wonder how much further it is to this hut.
You know, this is nice.
What?
You and I. So it'd be better if we were on our own.
Oh, surely we must be nearly there. We've been going for more than 2 hours.
Oh, Stephen, for heaven's sake, the chamois won't go away. Can't you relax for a moment?
You're getting tired.
Yes, I am tired, if you want to know. Of course I am. I can't walk as fast as you can.
All right. I'll slow up a bit. But for God's sake, come on, or we'll never get there.
Stephen, can't we have a proper holiday next year? I'm tired of travelling about all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, my idea of a holiday is lying in the sun with a family around you, playing cricket on the sands with the children and... I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
Have you finished?
Stephen, I'm sorry. I know it's nobody's fault that we couldn't have any children. It's just that...
Well, we better get on.
You're not angry, are you?
All I want to do is to get up to the hut and to start hunting chamois.
Yes. Yes, of course.
It's just as well there's only one path.
Look, Stephen, at last, the hut. Oh, thank goodness we're here.
Sorry we've been so long, Zeus.
Is this the place?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, let's see what it's like inside.
I have put your bags in the hut.
Thanks.
You sleep there?
On the floor?
Well, it's only for a night or two. Well, Zeus, shall we go?
Stephen, we've only just arrived.
We don't want to waste time, do we? You can unpack and get the place sorted out.
Aren't I coming with you, then?
No, you'll only hold us back.
Yes, I suppose I would. Is Zeus going?
Well, of course he is. He's my guide, remember?
Take care, Stephen.
Well, Zeus knows his way around. I'll be all right. Well, see you later.
Good luck. That was a shot. Stephen? Oh God, is that the time? I've been asleep for over 3 hours. Stephen, is that you? Oh, Zeus, where's my husband?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I took him to the path that leads the high rocks. Then I left
him. You left him? What in God's name? Why? What if he gets lost?
He asked me to leave him. He wanted to stalk the chamois alone. The path is quite clear. He cannot get lost.
But supposing he does, how far away is he? Where did you leave him?
Not far. High. Much more high than here. But not far.
There was a shot. I heard it. He must have sighted the chamois. He wouldn't waste a bullet on anything else. Zeus, show me which way he went. I want to see what's happening. Find him. Stephen! What's that? Zeus, is that you? Oh, it's a chamois. On the edge of the cliff. Those horns and that thick black crest of hair. It's a chamois.
Help!
Stephen. Stephen! Stephen! Coming from over there, near the chamois. But there's nothing except the cliff edge. Oh, my God. Stephen! Stephen! Stephen!
Down here, on this ledge.
Stephen, oh, my God.
I'm stuck.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right. I'm just stuck between these two rocks.
But keep your eyes turned upwards. Don't look down. Whatever you do, don't look down. There's room there for you if you don't move too much.
I must not. My feet are slipping. Oh, God!
Stephen, listen to me, for God's sake. Listen. Don't move. Place your hands firmly against the rock in front of you. Keep your eyes closed. Will you do that for me? Please, darling.
All right.
Now, move your feet very slowly. Just an inch at a time and try and edge your way back.
I can't.
You got there. You must be able to get back. Try, Stephen. Try.
It's too narrow. I can't. I'm falling. Help me. Please, I'm falling.
Hang on, Stephen. Hang on. Now, look. I'm leaning over as far as I can. Try and reach my hand. That's right. Try. Try harder, Stephen. Reach up!
It's no good. I can't. I'm afraid. Oh, God, I'm afraid.
Don't look down. Stand perfectly still. You'll be safe if you stand still. I'll try and find a stick or something. Something that you can hang on to.
Hurry. For God's sake, hurry.
A stick or a branch. Must be something. What's that up there? Something moved. Zeus! Oh, thank God. Zeus! Zeus, come quickly! My husband's in danger! Zeus! No, don't leave me! Zeus, I need you! We need you! Don't go! Zeus, don't go! Don't go, please! Don't leave us!
Can't sleep. He saved my life.
I know. I thought he was going to abandon us, but he was only looking for a way down through the rocks.
The ledge was crumbling. The stones were giving way under my feet.
Yet the way he jumped down onto that ledge as though it were a mile wide. And when he picked you up bodily like a small child and looked up at me, I thought for one moment he was going to throw you over the edge. Oh, I never want to go through that again. As long as I live, I never want to go through that again. Stephen? What's the matter?
Do you understand now why I hunt chamois? Why I'm obsessed by the chamois?
Yes, I think so. You're petrified of heights, and you force yourself to challenge that fear. Like a test of strength. Of will.
Well, the chamois give me the greatest chance, you see. They climb the highest. Every time I kill one, I feel that I'm killing, destroying part of my weakness. And when I have a rifle in my hand, I overcome that fear That weakness inside me even more. That's my obsession.
Where's the rifle now, Stephen?
I dropped it in the snow near the cliff. I fired at a chamois buck, the one you saw when you found me. I missed him, and instead of running away, the brute stood his ground and whistled. They make that sound as a warning. It's eerie. Well, then he galloped off, but I followed. I caught up with him by the cliff edge, and that's when I dropped the rifle.
Oh, darling, you're safe now. Hold me, please.
You'll never tell anyone, will you?
Of course not.
I should have spoken to you about it before, but... Well, it's something I'm ashamed of, you see. One of those things that we've neglected to talk about, I suppose.
Please, darling, I understand. Really, I do. I don't think any less of you.
Tomorrow I'll go and find my rival.
When you get it back, what then?
I'll have one last crack at the chamois.
Oh, Stephen, must you?
Yes. One last crack. One last chance. Oh, I'm tired. Let's get to sleep, darling.
I can see him. A chamois buck silhouetted against the sky. Somehow I knew he'd be there. Where's Zeus? There's no sign of him. Oh, I wish I knew why he frightens me so. And yet, when I saw him out there carrying Stephen off that ledge in his massive arms, I felt it was me there, being held close to his chest, hearing his every breath, his every heartbeat.
Darling.
Yes, Stephen?
Would you come with me tomorrow, when I go back for the rifle?
Yes, Stephen. I'll come.
Look, there it is. The sun's glinting on the barrel.
Yes, I see it.
Got it. I couldn't have gone home without it. Well, it looks all right. It's not damaged.
I'm glad. Now perhaps we can...
What's the matter?
Up there on that crag. Look.
That's him. The same buck I saw yesterday. I'm going after him. Keep behind me. Leave me room to shoot. Oh, he's a beauty, isn't he?
I shan't miss this time.
Oh, my God. No, Stephen. Don't shoot. It's Zeus. It's Zeus.
Shut up, you'll get away.
Listen, it isn't Chamois.
Are you mad? Of course it is. I can see the horns.
No, it's not. You're wrong.
Look, mine out.
Stephen, please. You missed.
I'm going after him. You take the right side of the gully. I'll go to the left.
Suddenly, I've got the urge to hunt, too. We're hunting different quarries, Stephen and I. He's hunting Chamois. And I'm hunting man. We're both... trying to destroy shame, to kill something that both frightens and fascinates us.
Head him off! Don't let him get round that way!
I get you. You can't escape me now. You know very well, don't you, that I've been hunting you all my life.
We'll have him in a minute. Keep going. Don't stop now.
At last, I've got my goat herd on the run. He's fleeing from me, not I from him.
Get down! Get down! I'm going to shoot!
You hit him!
I got him! I hit him!
Yes, you hit him!
I said I wouldn't miss.
They won't stare at me again. Those honey-coloured eyes are now glazed in death. Stephen has destroyed the thing that frightened me.
He's smaller than I thought. It can't be more than about 5 years. It's funny.
What is?
Well, I don't want to keep the head of this chamois. I think I'll leave him out here in the open, where he belongs.
To sleep under the stars?
What?
Nothing. Are we going back down the mountain?
Yes, I think so. There's nothing to keep us here now. That's the last chamois. I won't go hunting again.
But what about...
The fear? I don't know. It doesn't seem to matter now. Give me your hand. You've been very patient.
Have I?
I think so. How would you like to spend a few days in Athens before we go home?
I'd like that, Stephen.
Oh, it's so peaceful up here, isn't it?
Yes. Peaceful and very beautiful.
Wonder where old Zeus is this morning. Haven't seen a sign of him, have you?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, I don't feel it's any great loss, do you? Tell you what, I'll leave him the empty cartridge cases, and then we'll go back to the hut, pack our things, and go home.
And so Stephen and his wife returned home, the way they had come. Those few hours on the mountaintop had brought them closer together. And the things unspoken between them were no more. Their new relationship had not only been achieved by the companionship of shared danger, but also by a feeling of release. The kind of release that makes null and void our inner obsessions.